If it's your show, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we launch here into the third hour of the show, phones are loaded up. I want to share more craziness from that YouTube channel, but maybe we'll get a chance for that a little later. We need to get to your calls. Let's start things out with Matt in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk. Oh, wait, Matt's gone. Let's try Dave in New York. Dave, you are on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Evening, fellas.
Dave, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I want to say what makes me nervous about swine flu outbreak is not the facts or the lack thereof. It's the reaction of the media and the government.
What do you mean
now,
by that?
The swine flu, they're saying it is a bird and human and swine flu hybrid. And the CDC on their website admits that they've been culturing this stuff since 2004. Now you got the Department of Homeland Security taking charge of the operation, and what they're doing is passive observation on the border and at the airports when they could have been shut down as of last Friday. Americans could have been quarantined, and they could have slowed the progression of this flu so they don't have to overreact in a Katrina-style situation, which is what I'm guessing is going to come. But
so wait, are you advocating for quarantining people?
Sure, just give them 2 or 3 days to see if they're sick and then bring them in. You could let people go, let Mexicans go southward, let Americans go northward. But
who should be quarantined? Anybody
bit.
Coming from Mexico or anyone
sure.
coming from anywhere?
Well, I'd have to say Mexico more than anything because that's where the outbreak is at high proportions and high levels. At
so
least
you
border,
get to stay 2 days in
border,
some government
on,
quarantine facility?
The southern border, the Americans could be quarantined, Mexicans could be stopped from coming up, Mexicans could be allowed to go southward, and Americans could be stopped from going southward as of Friday, and they could have given them enough time to research it. Now, hold on, I want to get on some different stuff. Now,
well, wait a minute, what if I want to get out of Mexico and not have to wait around in some quarantine facilities with somebody else that might possibly be sick?
2 days, and they'll know if you're sick. And
yeah,
if you're
but they won't know about
the
people.
You're not going to be hanging out with a bunch of sick people.
But, yeah, but there's thousands of people who jump that fence every
I don't want to go off on a tangent about that.
Well, you
that.
Brought
That's
it up,
something.
Dave. Hang on, dude.
You're
you
right,
brought it up. Let's talk about it.
On facts. I got 4 websites pulled up. I got Fox.
Dave.
I got Toronto Sun, Chicago Tribune.
Good
I got
for you.
TV.
I can pull up websites, too. Look, how are you going to quarantine everybody that comes back from Mexico?
I'm sorry?
How are you going to quarantine everyone that comes back from Mexico? How are you going to do that? Do you understand how many people that is?
We fought 3 wars on the Mexican border. We can do whatever the hell we want. Can we move on to
no,
the facts?
No, we can't. Are you going to shoot me if I don't want to get quarantined?
Yes.
I
want
to get to the facts. I'm not going to say anything about shooting people. If
all
I
right,
can't
you going
to
answer the questions? Because we've got questions for you, Dave.
Look, you know, I know you guys got to have an entertaining radio show, but I have a lot more stuff I want to continue on if you don't
mind. You are advocating quarantining every single man, woman, and child that comes across the southern border.
Sure.
Right. Do you
these
understand?
People, these people, this porous border they can't
debate.
Do anything with.
Do you understand how many people that is?
With the way that Homeland Security is trying to react to this stuff and what they're saying they're going to prepare to do could have been avoided if they had taken swifter action as of Friday.
Isn't it people like you, Dave, that call this show and talk about... Aren't you the kind
of
person that calls in and talks about the evil FEMA camps? Now you're advocating people being quarantined.
One finite little thing. Come on.
Give me one fact, Dave. Go ahead. Go ahead, one fact.
Okay. Now they're having Baxter, a company that is multinational out of both Illinois and Austria, and they're going to be having them make the vaccines. Now, I'm going to pull up an article in the Sun, the Toronto Sun, where it says, let's see, here it is.
No, we're not going to read. Not going to have time to read
contaminated
that.
Contaminated flu virus material from a plant in Austria confirmed Friday that the experimental product contained live H5N1 avian flu viruses. If you remember,
thanks for the call, Dave. 800-259-9231. You don't want to have a conversation, then I'm not interested in continuing it. Because you want to call in and advocate that people be quarantined at the southern border, let's talk about that. Let's get into some of the detail on how exactly that would be possible. Isn't it people like Dave that call in concern out of having government-run camps? The FEMA camps, the much maligned FEMA camps out
there?
Well,
if it's okay for the government to run the camps at the border when they're quarantining people, why isn't it okay for them to run the camps where they put the political dissidents?
Well, I'll make a break there where I think you could argue that if somebody had carrying some terrible killer disease, that if it got out, it would kill half the people in the world. I think you could make the argument that you would, you know, if there's one person in the world who has that, the moral argument, that if there's one person in the world who's in a sealed room and you can keep them there and prevent that disease from getting out, then, yeah, okay, I think you might be able to...
It's the same moral argument for torture.
Not really.
Yes, it is. If I can torture you and save that, save the, you know, New York City from being bombed, then I'm going to do that. Do you understand? So therefore, torture's okay. So it's okay that they tortured a guy from 2002 till 2007 down in Gitmo that they knew was innocent, that they have the documentation that he was innocent, but they tortured the crap out of him, beat him, wouldn't let him sleep, and did all that other stuff because it's okay to torture.
Well, he was innocent, so I guess that's the moral problem there, wasn't it?
Well,
if you've got a guy who actually is guilty and knows that you can't know.
They turned it over. Americans turned over the role of torture to the government. The government did a poor job with it. They showed they did. Why would Americans turn over something as important as their safety and their health to the government when it comes to something like this?
They should.
You know that the government will be quarantining people that don't have the swine flu, and they will be letting people through that do have it. And even if they were successful at doing it, there would still be people with swine flu coming across the border. They can't do it. And the government being on the border is unconstitutional.
Thank you for making the point that I was going to make, Mark. I was going to draw the distinction between a hypothetical ticking bomb scenario where you have somebody with the hantavirus or Ebola in a sealed room where it hasn't already spread out into the general population, and the real world where you have swine flu is an airborne virus, it's influenza. And the fact of the matter is, by the time they figured out that it was something strange and different than regular flu, there really wasn't any real-world chance of stopping it from spreading.
Cats out of the bag at that point.
Right. You've got an airborne virus. It's spreading through the population of Mexico. And had the United States shut down its borders, not only to Mexico, but you'd have to shut down to the rest of the world because people can go from Mexico to Canada, fly there, and then come in through the Canadian border. So,
yeah.
You know, you'd have to seal the border both entirely. Doors. I don't see how that's better than some of the possible quarantines or government overreaction we are going to see.
Right, and Dave is right. It's no better. It's the government solution any way you cut it. And Dave is saying he's disappointed with how the government handled this. Well, of course, everybody's going to be disappointed with how the government handles things because the government just sucks at everything that it does. But now he's advocating mass quarantining of people. I don't think he's even thought that through. If you're quarantining somebody, the idea is to get them away from other people. Isn't that the idea? There are not enough facilities to handle hardly the amount of people that are crossing the border so-called illegally, let alone everybody that is crossing the border at any given hour's period of time. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of traffic. This is a physical impossibility what he's talking about.
Government nowhere should bother shutting its ports. I mean, because the cat's out of the bag at this point. It seems like it's spreading like regular flu. There's really not a very good chance that it's going to be contained. So the only other thing you can do is treat it. And from what I've been hearing, it sounds like existing drugs like Tamiflu do a pretty good job of taking care of it. It's just a matter, you know.
Yeah, let the market figure this one out.
Pharmaceutical companies can just make antivirals. They exist already. It's not, you know, it's not that there's no treatment for this. And some people are going to die from this. I already have. The number has been increasing. But
people die from the flu every day in America.
Right. I think it's 30,000 in a typical flu season die.
Really? Wow.
I don't know if that's
flu kills people.
Yeah.
Flu kills a lot more people than anything else. And here it is. They're just, whoa, we got flying pig flu coming around. And, you know, people are acting all crazy for something that hasn't killed anybody in America.
Right. I mean, the nightmare worst case scenario with this is that I was reading 2 million people, I think that's in the U.S., die from it. That'd be bad. But, you know, as long as there have been people on Earth, there have been plagues that have been far worse. You just got to take your chances. There's not much you can do at this point.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can always quarantine yourself, I suppose, to some extent. Get yourself a little bubble and roll around in and outside. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all-natural insecticides from FreshwaterOrganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyretrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from FreshwaterOrganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away. So enjoy those, including updates. We'll get keep you clued in to what's going on with the show. If you're on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on it free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with your calls in moments.
There are lots of reasons that one might want to hide valuables around one's house. Asset forfeiture, bank failures, burglars, ex-spouses, housekeepers, your kids. StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home, most with little or no modification. The ones that require some modification, or those modifications are under $50. It's the guide contains detailed pictures and to help you do just that. StashYourSwag.com. It's an ebook and you can get it for under $7. StashYourSwag.com. SWAG.com.
All right, we continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the Amp Line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hi, guys. Looks like a new record, an hour and 6 minutes on hold. You must be, your phone lines must be burning up today.
Well, the phone lines are loaded, plus we spent two full segments with that crazy lady last hour. Go ahead.
I know, and, you know, you really put me in a predicament here because a lot of your callers, or a lot of your listeners think that the Christian anarchist is crazy. Now, after that, I'm going to look pretty sane. So,
yeah, how do you feel about the whole world ending in 2012, Gene?
Good a date as any, I guess.
Okay.
Who knows? I don't know.
Very good.
But actually, I didn't even call about any particular topic tonight.
Other
than I heard Mark ranting earlier, and I just heard him ranting again a few minutes ago. And I was going to ask you, Mark, did you get a new microphone, or have I just missed this all along?
What do you mean, you missed what?
Is every time he gets excited, in between his comments, he does this.
Yeah, you know, this is a complaint that has been around. You know what? I had a bully bother me about it in school when I was like in third grade. The fact is, I draw in breath kind of in a loud fashion.
Yes, and I've trained you to get very close to the microphone, mm-hmm. So it's inevitable that that sort of thing is going to be picked up. I've tried to cut out some of it.
Back off a little bit. Yeah.
You know,
but he can't.
It's like the way I talk, Gene, and you know, there's not much that can be done about it. It's like Glenn Beck does his long pauses. Michael Savage talks in his gravelly voice. I do noisy inhalations.
Well, today it seemed to stand out more than before. I didn't know if you had got a new microphone or something. But,
everything's the same.
Maybe he was extra animated tonight or something like that. Maybe they were just...
Maybe so.
Yeah.
Well, Pam will do that to people, I think.
What will? Oh, Pam. Yes.
Pam,
thanks,
yeah,
thanks Gene. Anything else on your mind?
Oh, gosh. Everything that went over tonight is just too crazy. I don't even want to touch on any of those things.
Very good, sir. Well, then, thank you.
Not.
Thank you for the call, then. 800-259-9231. That's something else you do, right? You do the breathing through your teeth kind of thing?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, it doesn't bug me at all. So
well, you listen to every show, every minute of every show in
actually,
order to...
Actually, I don't anymore.
You don't anymore?
I listen to... I'm down to one per week. It's
a lot more work. The show's getting bigger and bigger, and there's
difficult.
More things to do. And
it's hard. Yeah. It is. I
you
do
know,
love
hard
listening
if we say
to the show,
hard, but I'll tell you, there's more work to be done. There just simply is,
and there
more
aren't
work
more people
to
do the work. Really,
it's absolutely true.
So thanks to Jesse down in Georgia, who has picked up the responsibility of screening through our email, or not our email, but the show email address where the show prep goes to. We've got a wonderful gent, Jesse down in Georgia, who's been taking care of that for the last few weeks, and that's taken a burden off of me a little bit. So I definitely appreciate that. 800-259-9231. I can't afford to hire help, so we've just got to keep taking the responsibilities on personally.
Yeah, the money just isn't there at this point for, you know, from advertising and profits. Of course, thank you to everybody who amps the program, but that's not really that's not the purpose of the AMP program, is to hire new people on, and at least not for that kind of thing.
And I've actually been spending a little more time, as far as my listening is concerned. I was listening to the Liberty Radio Network feed today, just kind of monitoring that, and your show was on, Nick. And so I've been listening to some of that content to see how that's been going, and I've been trying to focus my listening on more than just Free Talk Live as well. So unfortunately, I only have so many hours per day, you know, but nonetheless, I do still listen, and when I listen, I don't even notice it. You're right, Mark. Your breathing patterns are very much a part of who you are, and there's no way you're going to stop that. And if you sit back from the mic, then it just gets bad.
Well, you can
then
turn
you
off the mic. I mean, I'm now
You're 3 or 4 inches. You don't have the oomph. You don't have the punch.
Yeah.
Turning up the mic's not going to solve that, because then I'm going to start having to amplify the background noise in the room, which is not going to sound good. So
you don't like mics being used in that fashion. You're one of these guys that likes people to be right on the mic,
right.
And that's how all I know is... I've pretty much only done radio with you in the room. At least you taught me my mic etiquette, so that's what I guess, you know, that's what I understand to be the right way to do it.
I've got equipment in the back of the room that is constantly generating noise. We've got, five or six computers in this room. There are...
It doesn't seem loud to me.
And fans on all... It's not loud, but if I were to turn up the microphone enough to allow you to sit 6 inches back from the mic or something like that, then I would would get some of that noise in there.
If you were to turn it up loud enough that you could hear me speak in the same fashion, then you're going to hear me in...
You're going to hear it still, yeah.
Right. So this, it's the way I speak. I'm really sorry.
Right. What can you do? If you don't like it, there's another show out there.
Go find a cripple to pick on.
Let's continue with your calls. Let's talk to Steve in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Steve, what's on your mind?
Well, I've got a greeting for you.
Yes.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Nick. Hello, Art Bell and Mark.
Art Bell, are you suggesting that the show is a little on the kook side tonight?
This is Free Talk Live, somewhere in time.
Somewhere in time.
That's cute, Steve. What else you got for us?
I've got 3 points to make. One, I haven't heard anything about the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
Well, I don't know anything about it, so...
Sleepy, sneezy, dopey, and doc.
Yeah, well, actually, it's pestilence, famine, war, and death on a pet horse.
You know, I read the... there's a Piers Anthony novel out there.
I love that book. Yep. I love the book.
It's a lot of fun. It's called On a Pale Horse, and he chronicles the life of death and war and time and Mother Earth. And,
time is one of the Four Horsemen?
These are the elements, and the Four Horsemen hang out with death and war in order to do their dirty work and stuff. So it's very fun.
Run by the Four Horsemen again. Death, pestilence, what?
It's war and... Okay, well, it's pestilence, famine, war, and death.
War and death. Why couldn't one of them have been government? Why couldn't one of the horsemen have been government? Then we wouldn't have a lot of problems we've had today. Because then people would say, government? Well, that's a horseman of the apocalypse. We don't want any of that.
Well, it could be. Fantastic. I mean, you can interpolate it any way you want. But, yeah, Piers Anthony, I read that in college, and I want to pay a horse. And then I went from that to, what was it, Mark? Being a Green Mother?
Being a Green Mother would be the fifth one. Bearing an Hourglass is second.
So what were the two other points, Steve?
The other point was the Fibonacci numbers. We took it in college. It's basically you start with 1 and you use 1 again. 1 plus 1 is 2. 2 plus 1 is 3. 3 plus 2 is 5. 5 plus 2 is 8. You know, and 8 plus 5 is 13. So, I mean, this is what you find.
He always stops as soon as the music starts. Hang on, Steve. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231. I don't really know what Fibonacci numbers are, but he'll explain a little more to us here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it.
We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question: with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive there free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. As we go right back into your phone calls here, Steve is on the line with us in South Carolina. Steve, where do we leave off? You were trying to get to something, and I spaced on what it was. Go ahead.
You want to know a little bit more about Fibonacci numbers.
Yeah, what were you trying to get to there? What's all that about?
Okay, well, you know, take your pad and pen that you have, Ian, and you start with one, and then one again. You add that's two. And you take the consecutive preceding number, and it's 2 plus 1 is 3, and then 3 plus 2 is 5, and then 5 plus 3 is 8.
Okay.
8 plus 5 is 13. And that's how that goes. Now, that occurs in nature. It occurs in flowers, and you can really see it in pine cones and pineapples. If you look and start counting the little rings around the pineapple, you realize that they come out in odd numbers. And, you know, as you start from the top and go to the bottom, that's Fibonacci numbers. They just occur in nature. I mean, it's
okay, so it's an observation of something that's happening. What about it?
Well, I mean, you know, she was talking about Fibonacci numbers, the bipolar woman.
Oh, the crazy lady last hour.
Okay, well, I said bipolar, but, you know, she needs her lithium or something. But, you know, and the third point is Mark, I breathe through my mouth. I've been doing that ever since I was a child, and I have a deviated septum. Maybe you do, too. And I just cannot get the breath I need in my lungs through my nose.
Well, I used to have that problem. I've had an operation several years ago, but it's probably just the fact that I've been doing it for so long. It's sort of a habit of mine.
Well, I mean, yeah, mine's a habit, too, and I've tried to when I was in karate inhale through my nose, exhale through my mouth, and it just doesn't work. So, I mean, and your voice actually changes because you're actually inhaling and exhaling through your mouth. And Mark, I don't care. I mean, you know, I've listened to you. It just doesn't bother me. We talked about this 3 months ago, and, I mean, people keep bringing it up.
Well,
and, you know,
it's going to bug a certain percentage of the population.
First time I've heard of it on the air.
I can tell you that Paul Harvey, the greatest broadcaster in history, used to get people giving advice on how he should do his broadcasts. His pauses bugged people. So if Paul Harvey can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
So if you don't like it, please, there are lots of Liberty podcasts out there right now, and you can thank Free Talk Live for them because we're the first one. We came out and we encouraged everybody to go into competition with us. So there you go.
You can listen to our podcasts
through other people.
In fact, speaking of Liberty-minded podcasts, coming up after the show tonight, after the radio show is over, if you're listening on the internet stream, you'll get to hear us interviewing Zach Vix from the Bureaucrash Podcrash. Thank you for the call tonight, Steve. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I don't know, Mark, if you can make the claim that Free Talk Live is responsible for all the Liberty podcasts out there.
We came first, and we made the suggestion that people go into competition with us.
You're probably responsible for a good number of them.
And so
we can claim Free Minds Radio.
You can, yes.
But people are doing the work. I'm not trying to take that away from them.
However,
it's like the guy who went out there and stuck the flag in the ground.
Yeah.
At the very least, by encouraging other people to compete against us,
and what
stuck
did
the
I
flag
say?
In the ground.
I said somebody's going to be able to do this better than we can do it, and Gardner Goldsmith has proven it.
The podcast end of it, yeah.
Gardner Goldsmith is huge in comparison to Free Talk Live, at least twice as huge, and has been doing it for a fraction of the amount of time as far as podcasts.
Apparently, what we need to do is talk incessantly about a Strong Bad and obscure punk rock music.
So anyway, it's all good stuff. It's all good. So if you don't like the way Mark sounds, then don't listen. You know, that was the first complaint, though, I think we've ever had on the air. And the first complaint I've ever had off the air was just a couple months ago from one of our program directors.
Yep. Well, I mean, I've had it before. I think we've had people talking about breathing before.
I don't ever recall.
Okay.
Don't ever recall. Maybe we did.
Maybe we're getting just more people.
Anyway, I did what I could to make it as minimal as possible, but I can't eliminate it completely. It's just not possible.
Most people don't even notice it.
Now they will, right? Now they're going to listen for it.
Well, maybe.
All right. We go on. Let's talk to D in Kansas. D, you're on Free Talk Live.
Whoa, a little bit loud.
What's happening?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're on the air, dude.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was calling about, the woman that you had on there is one good excuse for legalizing marijuana.
Are you suggesting she needs the marijuana to treat herself?
Well, yeah. She's a good excuse for making LSD illegal.
Or are you suggesting? Hold on a second. You know, that would have been an interesting question. But are you suggesting that you need marijuana after hearing that phone call?
Yeah, you could swing in either direction on that one.
All right,
that's just a joke, Ian.
Anyway, what I was calling about is everybody was talking about why do you prepare, for the end of the world and all the rest of this stuff. Me, it's a hobby.
Yeah,
I've been doing it since the 2000. And the one thing you can always count on is the government's going to screw up even if they try to take over everything. So you might as well sit around and just watch it.
I'm kind of with you on that. And I used to hang out with friends, and we would sort of have this post-apocalyptic world where we would create, I guess, things without too much electricity. We would create these impenetrable fortresses in our minds, and then try to figure out ways that we could penetrate each other's impenetrable fortresses just by sort of storytelling. So it's the same kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. It's a hobby. I get I've built like wind generators and backup battery supplies and. Hijacked a few solar panels here and there and managed to get them to work. And, people sit around, drink a beer, and stare at the radio.
There you go. Everybody's got to have their hobby. I think you're right about that. I mean, if the disaster strikes, you might last a few months longer than everybody else, right? I mean, that's about it. That's about all it's good for, isn't it?
The gorgeous of this swine flu, the beauty of it was, they announced the swine flu in Mexico. And I come down with the common flu in Kansas.
Okay.
Well, at least you won't get the swine flu.
All the preparation and everything else, and I still get the flu.
Dee, thanks for the call. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line here. Coming up here in the remaining moments of the show, somebody emailed me an interesting little article. It's the fifth. Actually, it's somewhat lengthy, but we're not going to get through it. Maybe we'll spread it over several days. It's 50 things that every 18-year-old should know.
But what about the article about the drug
law thing? I'm not going to have time for that. Because you know that. You know what's going to happen with that, Mark. Same thing is going to happen with that's going to happen with these 50 things is we're going to dig in and we're going to get into a discussion and we're never going to finish the article. So at least with the 50 things, we can hit a few of them and pick up the list later if we need to.
I've got a list of seven retarded tax evasion schemes that people are trying.
It
does seem to be conspiracy theory night. So let's if you want to nail it real quick.
Maybe. But first, let's talk to Taryn in Georgia. Taryn, you're on Free Talk Live. Taryn in Georgia going once. Taryn,
hey,
you are on the air.
Can you hear me? I'm here.
Yes, sir. Go, Taryn.
Okay, there you are. Yeah, well, I was actually going to call in to make a joke, but then I realized I had to do something first. What I wanted to tell you was I've been pushing all week trying to get coverage for Sam Dodson on Freedom Watch tomorrow. And, you know, there was some confusion where you guys had directed the post where you could go and basically vote on to get Sam's story talked about.
It's doing very well.
What I found...
votes.
Yeah, he's in number one. Thank you guys so much. And what I actually found out is it's under right to record, but I don't want to leave like an ambiguous gray area where they don't talk about Sam. So there's actually a third forum that I'm going to send Mark a link or you guys. You'd have to go vote on tonight, but there's...
Okay, you're talking about the Freedom Watch show, which is a internet program that is produced by Fox News. They talk about liberty-oriented things, and you're trying to get them to cover Sam. It's my understanding they've already laid out their topics for tomorrow night's program, but if people want to go, they can go to act.freetalklive.com and act2.freetalklive.com to vote on these things. As far as getting them to change tomorrow night's show or tomorrow's show, it's very unlikely. I believe that's going to happen. We'll bring it back here in a moment, Taryn. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we roll here in the remaining moments of the program. Taking your phone calls is always about anything. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So head over and do that and shop and buy virtually anything you need. Dozens of categories, new, used items, whatever you want. They probably sell it at amazon.freetalklive.com. And you can feel good about your buying habits because Free Talk Live will be getting a cut when you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Taryn in Georgia. Now, Taryn, you're saying that the Freedom Watch show, which is a Fox News internet-only television product they've been putting out over the last several weeks that has apparently gained quite a bit of popularity, has decided on their topics for this week, and that Free Talk Live was relatively successful in our organizing of the Liberty activists, our listenership, and others who are connected to this show to go out there and push for certain topics that, well, we'd like to see him cover. Specifically, Jason Sorens, the president of the Free State Project, will be appearing on their show tomorrow, which is great because this is a show that, as we pointed out before, they get 100,000 views, or that's what their claim is. They say they get 100,000 views per episode, and that's just that's a lot. I mean, Free Talk Live, we get 100,000 downloads a month. So it's a big difference there. And so if we can get liberty-oriented Free State slash Free Keen, Free Talk Live ideas on there, then I think that's a good thing. And that's one of the things you're talking about here tonight is you had created a story suggestion on their website, which is the way the site is set up. It allows you to vote up, basically, things that you're interested in. As a viewer of the show, you can tell them, hey, cover this. And so you were saying that your suggestion, while it mentions Sam, you're concerned that they're actually going to just touch on the issue without actually talking about Sam?
Correct. And here's what I just found out, because I'm still figuring this whole system out. And it's a new show, so I think they're still trying to figure stuff out. They actually sent out something saying, I know what they're going to talk about tomorrow. They actually have another forum that we haven't even talked about that allows you to ask a specific question about the topics.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not many people that have voted in it. So all you need, I think all we need is about 10 to 15 people to click on this forum. And
I'll tell you what, here's what you can
ask
do.
A direct question.
Here's what you can do. We can help you with that, but we're not going to be able to do it on the air tonight.
No problem.
You can email that.
There's no time limit.
you can email that to me and that link, and then I'll turn that into a short link, and we'll shoot it out via the Free Talk Live updates list. So everybody over at updates.freetalklive.com will get this. And this is a way that we can help Sam out. Now, Sam, of course, for those that are just tuning in, is our co-host, one of our weeknight co-hosts. He's from the documentarian videographer at obscuredtruth.com, and he's been sitting in a jail cell for now over 2 weeks' time, was arrested for attempting to use his video camera in an allegedly public court lobby, and he's pretty much been shut out from the mainstream media. I mean, he did get a couple of there were a couple of articles written in the local newspaper, which I guess you could call that mainstream, but nothing significant has been has broken into the news anywhere outside of the Keene, New Hampshire area, with the exception of a handful of blogs on the internet. And thank you to everybody who has blogged about Sam. I mean, Nolan Chart, Mises actually blogged about Sam briefly this week, and there's certainly a handful of others. I'm not remembering them all, but thanks to everybody who's been talking about Sam. But still, we haven't been able, despite however many people have called their favorite news station or national news syndicate, there just hasn't been coverage about what is happening to Sam. And Dave Ridley made a point today, and I posted this video over at freekeen.com. Dave, in one of his latest videos, says that apparently there's some other story in the mainstream media about a journalist that's been captured in Iran or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's Iran. I don't really recall.
It's Iran.
It is Iran.
Yep.
So the mainstream media is pouring coverage on this story when the same thing is happening right here in their own geographic landmass, and they're completely ignoring
it. The news media sort of relies on the local news media in order to pick up the story, and our local news media is owned by the former mayor, so it's a very, you know, likely a statist organization that does not want to cover, you know, the
folks. But the local media did cover it. The local media did cover Sam. They got a front page. There was a front page article.
Yeah, but covered all kinds of things, including the Free Staters are eating people.
That's true. It wasn't just about Sam. You're correct. So it's been frustrating a little bit trying to break the story out wider. And I mean, even Lou Rockwell hasn't covered this story yet. And you'd think that a site like Lou Rockwell would be covering something like this, but apparently not. I emailed Will Grigg, who's kind of like the Johnny on the spot police state guy. I'm sure he gets a lot of emails, so maybe he just hasn't read it yet. So hopefully, maybe this will break big after Sam gets out. I mean, who knows? Maybe there will be a certain point at which it hits some blog and somebody picks that up and then it goes wide. But will it be as likely to break out if Sam is still not, if it is no longer in jail? I don't know. I mean, this is all new territory for me. I think this is definitely something that that activists should focus on. Certain activists may want to consider making this one of the things they do, and that is promoting these stories of oppression, of the activists being attacked by the state to the news media and trying to get it into the media, because it seems like something that we as activists are lacking in ability at. I mean, we've got our own radio show, and I sent out an email to my 550 program directors that are on my email list, and no bites on an interview on it at all.
I think Alex Jones would be all over it, but no.
Nobody's on all over anything on this, with the exception of some great blogs out on the internet. So.
A lot of news stories get overlooked, though. It really depends on what the news media thinks is going to sell advertising. And
I guess.
When you've got something that seems sort of local to them, even if it's very significant, there is a tendency to overlook it unless it's already somewhere in the news cycle. It's hard to break into that.
Thank you, Taryn, and we'll work on getting that out there, try to help out Sam, try to get him talked about on this Freedom Watch TV show that you were discussing earlier, and we'll use our updates list for that. So if you're not on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com. As we go to Andy in Michigan. Andy, you're on Free Talk Live. Andy, Michigan, going once. Andy's gone. I should read my call screening. Nick in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live.
What's up?
Nick, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just had a quick thing for you. I just got out of traffic school. Yay.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. And I just had a couple observations. One is a weird law that I've never heard about. They said that if you leave your keys in the car and a cop sees that, he can give you a ticket.
Yep.
And I had no idea, and I thought, oh, that's great. And the reason they gave that is because people have been getting their cars stolen. I said, oh, that's nice. Hey, I found your cars, keys in the car. Car could have gotten stolen. Here, I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you a ticket.
Right, so instead of losing your car, you only lose a few $100.
Yeah, thanks a lot, right?
Well, my understanding of it, I think they've done that around here before, but I think if you leave your car keys in the ignition, I think I've heard of people getting tickets for that.
Yeah.
Quickly, either your way, other observation. Go ahead.
The other observation was it was a bunch of bullcrap. It was a four-hour class, and I think maybe we talked about a couple of things with speeding. The rest of it was drugs and alcohol.
What a bunch of nonsense. And how much did you have to pay to go for the privilege of attending the class?
I'd pay $15, but that got me out of when I went to court for the ticket, I fought it, and I lost, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then they said, now, if you go to traffic school, you only have to pay the court cost, not the ticket. Now, the ticket was like $30, and the court cost was like $200. So, yeah.
Well, still got you.
Appreciate it. Yeah,
either way, they get you. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. Just enough time for a quick update from Sam. I have not heard from him in a couple days, but apparently he did call Ivy today, so he's okay. The story over at freekeen.com is an excerpt here from one of his the pieces of mail he sent out to Mike Barsky from Mail to Jail, mail-2-jail.com. He's saying that he's had no access to Ivy since the initial two visits last week. He did get the writ of habeas corpus, thinks Ivy did a great job. That's going up to the Supreme Court at this point in New Hampshire, trying to get our friend Sam out of jail. He says, I got copies of the charges against me thanks to Ivy mailing them. Article 14 of the Constitution says every subject in the state is entitled to a certain remedy by having recourse to the laws for all the injuries he may receive in his person, property, or character to obtain right and justice freely without being obliged to purchase it completely and without any denial, promptly and without delay, conformably to the laws. But again, rights are only for those that consent. So he's pointing out that their laws say all kinds of things about how he's supposed to be treated, which he's not being treated that way. They're denying him a trial. They're certainly denying him a speedy trial.
He's not in there for breaking the law. I mean, they gave him one of these disorderly conduct things, which is, you know, one of these catch-all charges that they use when somebody hasn't broken the law.
Now there
that's a little clue when you can't find a law for what someone's done, they haven't broken it.
This story may break out. Hopefully, if Carlos Miller covers it from CarlosMiller.com. Sam has spoken to him, although Carlos had to pay $5.50 for the first minute and over $3 for each additional minute, plus a $1.50 billing fee.
Wow.
As he points out, in an age where I pay $10 a month with unlimited long distance, is anyone surprised the jail owns the phone company? We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.